This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On April 7, 1979, President Jimmy Carter signed a bland, technocratic, and vaguely ominous-sounding executive order called Reorganization Plan No. 3. This act created the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, the U.S. government's official disaster response arm. And while FEMA's effectiveness seems to waver based on the administration under which it serves, it has become a critical branch of the federal government, especially as climate change leads to ever more frequent and destructive floods, wildfires, tornadoes, and hurricanes. In 2011, FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate, in search of an easy shorthand for the public to understand the severity of storms, created an index named after a 24/7 Southern breakfast eatery. Because of the chain's presence scattered across the most storm-prone areas of the U.S., as well as its refusal to close except under near-apocalyptic circumstances, the index is a vivid indicator of how hard a region surrounding a given restaurant is hit. Level green means that location has full menu available. Yellow, only a limited menu, often because a backup generator has been drafted into action. And red means closed, in which case, to quote FEMA Administrator Fugate, that's really bad. The chain in question was founded in 1955 in Avondale Estates, Georgia, but has its origins in part in Yankee, New England, where co-founder Joe Rogers got his start at Connecticut's Tottle House. Today, this different house, named after its most popular menu item, has over 2,000 locations in half the U.S. states and over 200 in Alabama alone. And its index persists as an important media tool, though the chain prides itself on keeping red alerts to an absolute minimum. As CEO Walt Amer said in a 2012 interview, quote, "After many of the storms, it's very often that we'll hear from folks, this is the first hot meal I've had in a week." This week on Doughboys, Waffle House. What's up, guys? Welcome to Doughboys Live! Jesus Christ. I don't know if I've had an immediate fuck-up before. What a way to start the show. Guys, Yusong Lu sitting to my left over here. Our producer extraordinaire. Not our usual setup, having Yusong in plain sight of the audience for people listening. But I think I like it. I like the stage picture. You look over there, you look like the world's meekest DJ. Give it up for DJ. Sorry. Guys, I'm very, very excited to be here. Bama, you guys doing all right? My first time in Bama. How you guys doing? Lovely people here. Everyone very nice. But before we go any further, we got to get not nice. This week's roast is courtesy of @BetaAlex81. Let me introduce my co-host, the living embodiment of scattered, smothered, and covered. Make some noise for the Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell!
What's up, Huntsville?
You nerd. Do you think Bruce or Seinfeld comes up on stage and nervously runs off to get their laptop?
Yeah, no, those are like comedians. I'm a guy who reads a dry monologue cribbed from a Wikipedia entry.
Dear God.
And then we review fast food poorly.
All right, fair enough.
Mitch, scattered, smothered, and covered in reference to a hash brown preparation from this week's chain. Also the name of a Hootie and the Blowfish album.
Wow.
I'm curious, as a fan of Dave Matthews, how do you feel about Hootie and the Gang? I feel like it's similar sort of easy rock, right?
Yeah, it's fun. Hootie and the Blowfish is fun.
We can all enjoy Hootie and the Blowfish.
Kind of mixed reaction.
Like 30% of the audience is on board.
I want to be with you. That's a good song.
I was at a Cheesecake Factory once. And wow. This is true. I was at a Cheesecake Factory, and that song was playing on the PA, and as we sat down, it hit the end of the chorus, and at that exact moment, our waiter approached the table and joined in and said, "I only want to be with you. How you folks doing tonight?" And I was like, "I'm tipping 40%. This fucking rules."
Wow.
Yeah. He was great.
He saw Mark coming in. He made his move. Nick, I was like, I'm gonna not shave and go big bearded for Alabama, you know? And then I just kind of look like shit. Everyone else looks good. No one has a wild. I mean, people are bearded, but they take care of their beards. I just look crazy.
I mean, in all fairness, that's not the reason you look like shit. There are many factors at play here.
I'm feeling like shit, too.
You're having some tummy troubles.
I'm having a bad tour, folks. In the South, does everyone have constant, stomach aches? How the fuck do you guys... How do you eat like this? It's insane.
Well, people just, cheered for IBS.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful down here.
Absolutely.
It's really beautiful.
I keep saying the word picturesque because we're driving through the countryside. It's great.
It is picturesque. I've spent 50% of my time in a bathroom.
Yeah,
but it's great. Outside of the bathroom is usually great.
Up from your normal average of 45%.
All right. I gotta play. How the hell to Spoon Nation? A new song, let's play a little drop here. Oh boy, this always sucks.
I was a kid, I was reading Tropic of Cancer. There's a part where a friend tells him about fucking an apple. So I tried it. As I was approaching my final thrusts, I hit it with enough intensity for it to break into three separate pieces.
Oh God. Return to innocence. Oh yeah.
What was the music bed there? What was that track?
It was the Return to Innocence.
Oh, and then at the end,
and it was your story about fucking an apple.
Yeah, I know. That I understood clearly. Yeah.
No apples this trip, but you bought a lot of bananas so far.
I'm a banana freak. I've been eating those bad boys like I'm Stuart in the Gang. Like I'm Gru's crew.
You've been going banana nuts, I've noticed.
You know what? You're talking about you're having some digestive issues. A banana a day. Banana a day keeps the rumblies away.
That's never been said. So congrats on saying a sentence that's never been said.
I've coined a phrase.
That was from Nick and Mitch. I'm a big fan. I really love the show. I enjoyed meeting the two of you and you song at your live shows in Chicago. Upon telling Mitch at the meet and greet, I should read this beforehand. At the meet and greet, I am a college freshman at Dayton. He warned me not to waste my youth. So I decided to make a drop, Spoon Nation for life. Thanks, Kale with a K, like the food.
Oh, very fun.
It's very fun. All right, we're going to get walkout soon.
Do you, and I don't want to call you out too much on your, I'm not trying to victim blame here, but how much of the intestinal distress do you think is self-imposed? Why, Could you maybe integrate some more kale into your diet? Like, have some more greens?
Oh, you're not blaming me for it?
I'm not trying to. I'm trying to come to a solution that benefits you.
It's all on me. It's all my fault.
Right.
It is. We've eaten, like, Hattie B's, and it really is, it's spicy.
Hot chicken. Do you guys have the hot chicken down here? Is that a thing? Less of a thing? More of a Tennessee thing? A little bit.
Yeah. Why is it called Huntsville? Is it for hunting? That's a genuine question.
Is it the ketchup? You guys know, is Heinz banned in the city limits?
Is Hunt spelled with a Z?
No, I don't think so. No, it's not spelled with a Z.
They didn't name their town after ketchup.
We just asked if it was named after hunting.
That makes more sense.
I think six of one, half dozen of the other.
And the home of Space Camp.
Yes. The Marshall Space Flight Center right here. Do we have any Space Camp attendees in the audience? Anyone go to Space Camp here?
Currently attending Space Camp?
I guess alums is the word. Some shouts over there. Very cool. Wow, how about that?
They're sending some guys that look like me into space, apparently. So this is where, if you won on Nickelodeon, you'd get sent to Huntsville? Is that true? Those kids were in for a surprise, I feel like.
What do you mean by that?
I feel like I always thought you would go down to Florida or like near Nickelodeon Studios. You go to Huntsville?
Wait, so you're talking about if you win a prize on a Nickelodeon game show.
You would
show.
Go to Space Camp. Am I being crazy here?
No, right? That was a thing.
They all came to Huntsville? That's weird.
There's one in Florida.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that solves that mystery.
They probably sent him to the Huntsville one.
I hope they sent him to the Huntsville one.
Mitch, we've got a lot to discuss, but first, let's introduce our guest. We're very, very excited to have him. From Comedy Bang Bang, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and Arrested Development, give it up for the great Carl Tart! I got the horses in the bag. Horse stock is attached. Head is mad at black. Got the boosters black and match. Riding on a horse. What an entrance. Carl came out holding three drinks, one for me, one for Mitch, one for himself.
They said I couldn't come unless I bought the drinks.
We would never do that.
Carl, thank you for being here. Not from Alabama, but from Mississippi.
I'm from Mississippi, yeah.
We got any Mississippians here? A few,
hey,
okay.
Shout out. All right.
Where did you grow up specifically?
I grew up in Pascagoula, Mississippi, which is on the Gulf Coast.
Everyone is nodding knowingly, I swear to God.
Y'all know what that is. It's an industrial town. There's a Chevron oil refinery there and an Ingalls shipbuilding where most of the Navy ships that we send out in the world are built right in my hometown.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah. Flex. so, yeah.
Now, Carl, we've been spending some time together in the past couple of days. We had a flight over. We were sitting in a row, and I was in the middle of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And we got in some pretty close company there.
Yeah. So clearly, Mitch and I are two thick kings. And, but Nick had enough space, so... Shout out to you, Song. He set us up with that Comfort Plus. I don't know if y'all know about it, but you need to get on it. And there was room.
You, Song, is hiding behind his laptop screen. He's like ducking down.
Mitch was asleep for most of the flight, and he curled up to the window. But Nick was sitting in the middle, like very scrunched in, doing work on his laptop. I'm like, Nick, you got room, man. You can lean over. We know each other. We've been friends for a while. And he was just like, nope. And so then I started to get a little self-conscious. I'm like, I see the room in between us. You're making me feel bigger than I am. You're giving me body dysmorphia.
I felt very self-conscious about that. I was like, oh, I recoil from physical touch, which is a thing I know about myself. Like, I know that's a thing of like...
Wow, what a lucky wife you have.
I know that's the thing about myself, but you like pointed out, I was like, I am kind of just like scrunched up in here. I should expand out a little bit. But then when I found myself doing it, I was like, ah, no, you know, like I was like touching the I was like touching walls with spikes closing in, except they weren't spikes closing in. They were two of my buddies.
Yes, yeah. What are you talking about? You think we're spikes?
Yeah. No, I don't.
Mitch and I have very smooth shoulders.
Yes. What notes were you writing on your laptop? Don't forget laptop.
Yeah, clearly that backfired. We had a nice time. We had some drinks last night. We went out and had a little bit of some libations we shared with our buddy Yusong. That was a lot of fun. The house we're set up with. So the club here is very, very nice to set us up in a little place where we're staying. Mm. Mitch, you're kind of downstairs. You and I and Yusong are kind of downstairs. Carl, you kind of got the upstairs bedroom. But let me just say this. Man, the fucking lot. I can't believe how lot this would be. It's like, I can't believe how much space there is. The front yard and the backyard.
From you guys got a lot of space out here.
It's absurd. It's ridiculous. The acreage that this house is sitting, this like not like amazing house is sitting on. Like, it's a nice house. I'm not trying to criticize the house that the club provided for us. Very nice house. But I can't believe the space down here. That's the thing that maybe startles me the most as someone who lived his life in Southern California. Space, yes, in more ways than one. A keen observation from the gentleman in the audience. Carl, what was it like as someone who grew up and spent some time in Mississippi and then spent the other half of your childhood in L.A.? What was that adjustment like?
It was tough because when I was growing up, we could go anywhere. We'd ride our bikes all around town, go fishing, me and my friends would like leave at early in the morning, especially in the summertime. We'd leave early in the morning, wouldn't come back till really late at night. My grandmama's yard is like the size of a football field. It's huge. And I own it. Now,
wow,
guys, flex number two. Thank you so much. I moved to California, and we immediately were in like apartments and stuff. And
right.
I couldn't go outside and play like I used to, so I would just be like sitting at the edge of the gate, like one of those puppies in the Sarah McLachlan commercial, like just wishing I could run out. But I had to stay in like this apartment complex because we lived in the hood. Like my mom, single mother, like we couldn't move somewhere not hoodish. Like it just didn't have the means. And so I had to learn how to, but basically like play by myself.
Right.
And like there was other kids sometimes in the complex and stuff like that, but we all just had so it was very different than being able to like roam around the whole city where you only have to worry about a couple pedophiles to like to like going to a place where there's so many more ills of society,
right?
Like Los Angeles.
I'm not sure how many pedophiles are in Huntsville, but they're most likely at the show tonight. If I had to guess. Carl, you already proved helpful, and you translated for me. You translated Southern to me.
Yeah.
We went to the rental car company. The guy was like, I don't need it, Conan. And I was like, what the fuck?
It was weird. We're leaving the airport at the rental car place, and the man said, hey, how you doing? I just need to take the barcode on your car right here. And Mitch was like, what?
I said what like, to him five times. I had no idea what he was talking about.
I was
about.
Like, Mitch, he needs to check the barcode on the door.
I had no idea. He translated it for me. I've been told I speak fucked up my entire life.
Yeah.
So I feel welcomed here. You guys are fucked up.
Yeah, that guy went to like his coworker on break. I was like, man, this Boston guy, I can understand what the fuck he was saying. He's talking about hot dogs? What the fuck is that? We do have one thing we want to address. And
yes.
It's kind of meta here. For people who, I'm just going to give a little recap here because some of you may not be following Doughboys on Twitter. And for those of you who are, follow a different account. There's nothing good on there. This past week, we kind of had a little bit of a thing with our friend, actor and comedian Alan McLeod, an Alabama native, a.k.a. Molasses Boy. Great, great, great actor. Been on the show before.
Wow, all right.
And he took to Twitter he wanted to be the second guest to our show. We couldn't logistically make it happen. He took to Twitter to try to rally people to his defense, which certainly worked. But we couldn't work it out. And so as a result, he lashed out and called for a molasses boycott of this performance. a pun on his name. We retaliated in turn by instituting a molasses ban. We are taking Alan not just out of live shows, but out of our studio shows and potentially our back catalog if this keeps going. And then he escalated that further. Anyway, we just wanted to address it here, but move forward. But yeah. It felt like a thing we had to acknowledge because it was on social media so much.
Agreed, yeah.
Alan needs
to shut up. He needs to shut his mouth.
For a man who talks so slowly, he certainly had a lot to say this past week. Certainly crammed a lot of words into his Twitter post. Let's talk about this week's restaurant a little bit. So I'd never been... This is a place I'd never been before.
Wow.
And, like, I'm going to bring up the menu here. Mitch, had you been previously?
I've been once before.
Had you been in the South, though?
I went in Florida
once. In Florida, okay.
Yeah, with my dad.
That qualifies, yes?
Wow.
No. Wow.
Fuck Florida Waffle Houses and fuck Florida Space Camp. I am with it.
So you went to the one in Florida. I'm going to bring up the menu here so we can look at this. And this is, that's weird. My laptop's like super sticky. And is there something sticky on the table?
Not surprised. Actually, there is kind of a sticky, weird film on the table.
Was that a cum thing? Like my laptop's cracked?
Yes.
That's why my laptop's sticky?
Yes, your laptop is sticky for an obvious reason.
I was beating off and blasting onto my keys like a fucking animal.
Jesus Christ. Yes, that's what I was implying. Yeah, there is something sticky.
No, there's some sticky sort of... What the hell?
The fuck is this?
Me too. Oh my God. That's Molasses Boys music! Oh my God!
No!
Oh my God!
No!
Oh, McLeod!
No! No!
Hello, Huntsville! Thank you, sir. Southern hospitality.
No, how could this be?
Protest works.
God, wow. No. Alan's here. What the hell?
You have molasses on your hands, boys. The molasses is on your hands, boys.
He was in the green room?
That's supposed to be under lock and key. Who's the owner of this establishment?
I have my ways. I run the state.
The state of Alabama?
State of Alabama. I'm not politically in charge. I have my ways. I made it.
Wow. This is bullshit.
And since clearly people did not really follow through on the molasses boycott, I've decided to lift the boycott.
Wow. That's big of you, thank you.
Yeah, that's very big of you.
I hope the ban is ban be lifted?
Yeah, if you're lifted the boycott, we can lift the ban, we can have a detente. Peace, we have peace in our time. And Alan, having peace in our time, I think we have something about us to acknowledge, which is something where I know that we're different men from different parts of the country, but we've known each other for a while, and I realize fundamentally we're the same. Because I learned that you and I have the same wallet.
Dear God, Weiger.
We both have a fabric wallet from Herschel Brand. The same color, blue with red inside.
Why did you think anyone would find this fascinating?
Let's show how much money we have.
Flex, flex.
How many cards?
I have...
This is, we reveal that Alan's here with us, and then the first thing you bring up is you have the same fucking wallets?
You know what? I have a statement. I have a statement.
Whoa, he has a statement.
I have a brief statement to read.
Quiet, everyone now.
Quiet.
Yeah, stop laughing from that wallet reveal. I know you guys all exploded at that.
Yeah. A visual prop always works well for a podcast. I'm glad we did that. My statement is as follows. I was born not far from the Rocket City. In Florence, Alabama.
Wow.
Yes, my people. I graduated from space camp, a mission specialist first class.
Wow.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was all of 9 years old, and yet, really just a boy. Last week, I expressed my dismay for being passed over as the second guest, in addition to the incomparable Carl Tart.
Thank you, King.
For the Doughboys live show here in Huntsville. Did I receive a listening ear? No. I received nothing but cruel threats and hate speech in response to my full-throated statements. And by full-throated, I do not mean what Weiger hopes to feel when a child enters the room.
Jesus Christ! Fucking hell!
Oh my God.
The victims of the Great Molasses Flood of 1919 did not die in vain. Now that the molasses ban is officially lifted, the molasses boycott is as well. If you canceled your membership to the Burger Brigade, please recommit your membership status. If you self-deported from Burger Nation, dust off the citizenship papers. If you left the Nang Gang, beat yourself back in. If you canceled your Patreon or otherwise unsubscribed from the Doughboys podcast, that's probably for the best. And thank you for standing and sticking with Molasses Boy. Thank you.
Wow.
In the immortal words of James Hatfield and Justice for All, rest in peace, James Hatfield.
James Hatfield's dead?
Yeah, lead singer Metallica. It's very sad.
Who is James Hatfield?
I said he was lead singer of Metallica, but he's...
Oh, that's what you said.
Yeah.
I can't understand nothing
when
I come
home. He lives on in all of us.
Yeah.
Freedom fighters.
Well...
All right, I'm glad that's over.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you for having me.
Very stirring there. And, you know, you are...
If you don't know what we're talking about, just go to twitter.com.
Do it now, during the show.
Check twitter.com. More entertaining than what's happening up here. Alan, your nickname, Molasses Boy, we also learned, Carl, you yourself have a new nickname.
Yeah, I'm not as slow as molasses, but not as fast as water.
Mm.
So I'm Syrup Poppy.
Wow.
Syrup Poppy.
Syrup Poppy.
That's good.
Syrup Poppy and Molasses Boy together again.
Yeah.
You went to space camp?
I did. I was on course to be an astronaut. And
you would
then
never
I got into comedy.
There's no way you'd be ready in the 10, 9, yeah. 8 countdown. There's no way you would be ready to go to space.
Have you ever seen a fast astronaut in space?
No. Okay, fair. No.
So that's not just like the gravitational pull causing them to move slower. they naturally take slow-moving people up there.
Astronauts are naturally slow.
Mm.
Like sloths.
It'd be like 10, 9, you'd be like, I'm just getting my suit on. Hold on 1 second.
That would always advertise that space camp on TV when I was little. And I would say, like, yeah. Oh, Grandma, I want to go to that. And she'd be like, shut up. You're going to the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah. My grandfather gave me the gift of going to space camp because I would just otherwise be playing in ditches in the woods and stuff. And so, yeah, not long. I think I was talking a lot about space camp because I saw the movie, and then he sent me there.
I forgot about the movie.
My mom sent me to Camp Fatima, not a fat camp. And I've said this before, but she's like, I was going to send you to Camp Fatima, and then I found out that the priest was touching the campers. And I was like, you sent me to Camp Fatima. She still sent me to Camp Fatima. And she's like, I called and I talked to them and I said, no one better touch my son. That's insane. She shouldn't have sent me to Camp Fatima. It was a fat camp.
So a fat camp... It was called Camp Fatima.
It was called Camp Fatima after Our Lady Fatima. Some lady, I don't know.
Was she fat?
I don't think she was fat. I think this is very much in vain what you're saying right now.
Well, I just don't.
She's like, I don't know, a friend of Mary. I don't know if anyone knows the deal. Who is? Does anyone know who Fatima is?
It's Fatima.
Fatima, is that what it is? Oh, so yeah. I just had it wrong all these years?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well. There's weird priests there, okay?
You need to go back and apologize to those priests.
She sent me there. I was there. I nothing happened. It was all good.
What were the activities there? Like, what kind of camp was this?
It was a little boys' camp. I don't know.
Okay.
There was swimming and, I don't know, horses. There was archery, and then you went to mass. I don't know. There was a bunch of different stuff.
So it had like a religious side to it.
Yeah.
I went to music.
Pillow fights with the priests. Is that what you want me to say?
No, I wasn't driving towards that. It's not my sensibility. I'm not a predator. I went to Camp Arrow Bear, which was a music camp. And
wow.
Yeah, so I would go up there and we'd play band and play orchestra. And
you went to band camp, basically.
I went to band camp.
Wow.
Let me tell you, it's not like American Pie Presents.
I went to Blue Lake Camp.
You went to what?
Blue Lake. Anybody ever? No.
Wow. What
Never
the?
Mind. Let's just keep on moving.
Are you not from Alabama?
They might have changed the color of the water.
Alan starts talking with a British accent. I do have one question, one space-related question. Have you astronaut ice cream? I feel like is something you're very excited to have as a kid, and it never lives up to its potential. Has everyone here had it? Have we all had astronaut ice cream?
Like Dippin' Dots?
No, I don't mean the ice cream. That's the ice cream of the future.
Oh, okay.
Huge difference, yeah.
Astronaut ice cream is the freeze-dried, like it's like a block. It's like an ice cream sandwich, vaguely, but it's
Carl, I gotta
not
tell you,
cold.
Dippin' Dots would be a mess in space.
Yeah, that would...
They'd fly everywhere.
Oh, trying to catch them?
I've had astronaut ice cream, yes.
What did you... Like, it sucks, right?
Yeah, it's kind of bad, yeah. It is, it's bad.
Like, why did they make that? Why don't they just have,
so
like...
So astronauts can eat ice cream in space.
But, like, how, like, why not, wouldn't you just rather have, like, a cookie? Like,
no.
Why not just have, like,
you
a Chip
Ahoy?
You
can't eat a cookie in space? Can you?
I guess the crumbs would be an issue.
All right, we got a bus outside. We're going to space camp, everyone.
We brought some Chips Deluxe. We're gonna settle this. If you had like a Famous Amos, like a little cookie that you could one shot, I think that would work.
I don't think you can. I don't think you can have crumbs in space.
Well, yeah, you don't. Crumbs are not ideal, but
yeah, they get all into the controls.
Right, they jam the instruments.
Wow, spoken like a true space camp alum.
Yeah, you can't have that.
The controls.
Nick, yeah, did you ever play sports growing up?
What's that?
Did you ever play like Little League sports?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, I was not allowed.
So you have to understand, ice cream is usually a treat for
yes.
a job well done.
Yeah.
And if you have made it to space, you've done a great job. And
yes.
so
it's a strong
argument. You got to get some ice cream up there. Cookies is like, anybody can have cookies.
Yeah.
But ice cream is like, oh, you did a good job.
Right.
You know what's funny is I agree with you, it sucks, but every time I taste the astronaut ice cream, I'd be like, it's not bad. And I think I was doing that because I felt bad for astronauts that had to eat it in space.
I don't know if you had
it
before.
Yeah, it's rough as an astronaut. It's rough.
It's rough up there.
The food situation. The waste management up there is tough. You were talking about, you know.
Do they tell you that in space camp? Is it like a diaper? Is it a vacuum situation? What is it?
Yeah, it's a diaper vacuum.
It's a combo.
Yeah, it's a combo. It's like a thing, you know, a vacuum on your butt and sort of like a blowjob machine on your penis.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was their words. That's what they say.
So they were telling
them I had the same thing actually. You know what? Now I'm rethinking it. If you wear diapers in space, maybe I could be an astronaut.
I actually wet the bed at space camp because I was so nervous about
Did you really?
Being a mission specialist. Yeah.
Is that true?
I did. I wet my bed.
How did
but
you...
What happened was the liquid started to float up in the air because of the zero gravity.
There's not zero G at space camp.
If you've seen Donnie Darko, you know the tentacle, the liquid tentacle, that's what happened.
There's
Y'all know what I'm talking about? The liquid tentacle in Donnie Darko? Y'all know. Thank you.
I just remember
My
the rabbit.
People understand.
I remember the rabbit, the scary rabbit mascot suit in Jake Gyllenhaal. I don't really remember much else of that movie.
I saw him too.
At Space Camp?
Alan, you're just lying. You're just lying. You're just lying to us.
How do you know?
Touche. Let's talk about this week's restaurant, Waffle House. Carl, Alan, both sons of the South. This must be a chain that you have a connection with from your childhoods.
Absolutely. Also, important chain after hurricanes.
Yes,
1995, Hurricane Opal. Right after that hit, it was just a rainstorm.
Right.
By the time it got to us, but we went to Waffle House. A stronger hurricane in 2005. Hurricane Ivan. That was the big one before Katrina hit.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Waffle House. Katrina took that Waffle House out. It was in Goshen, Mississippi. And it's gone. They rebuilt it. But it's always open, like, right after the storm.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of a point of pride for them.
And it's just like a woman in there with a cigarette in her mouth. Like, what you want? And, you know, if she ain't got a cigarette and ain't ashing it into your hash browns, the food ain't going to be good.
Nick, you know there was a Hurricane Mitch. There was a Hurricane Mitch. It became my nickname on the football team. You were Molasses Boy on the football team.
Yeah.
They called me Hurricane Mitch.
Well, you guys are, I have three football players up here.
That's
Carl,
right.
Carl,
yes, Nick, we're in the South.
I was rooting from the stands in the marching band.
That's cool, too.
Yeah, it was cool. Too. It was definitely cool.
It was very embarrassing when they're like, Hurricane Mitch, get in there. And then, like, I would tackle someone, slide off of them. Which is I was a category zero hurricane. It was bad.
Carl, did you ever have a sports nickname of any sort?
No, my last name is Tart. That pretty much took the cake.
That works.
Nobody ever really gave me no nicknames outside of that.
Right. And Alan, do you have any Waffle House connection from your childhood?
There was a Waffle House pretty much any house that we, moved to, there would be a Waffle House around.
In the house?
Yeah, in the house.
Wow.
Yeah, my dad would make breakfast and he would say, welcome to the Waffle House. So I was surprised when we went to a place that was called the Waffle House, actually. And it was like, oh, is my dad here? He wasn't there. But it was always a good place you could go as a kid because you'd make, like, some lawn mowing money or something, you know, and then go have a nice meal. You know, and still have some money left over, you know, for the date or whatever, what have you.
You seem like a very old young man.
Also, how long did it take you to mow a lawn? It feels like a weekend job.
Well, yeah, I mean, the lawns are big here, so it took a long time. You know, there's a lot of space. There's a lot of ground to cover. That's like, that's some endurance, you know. You got to have, like, a headset. You got to be listening to some jams, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That was before podcasts.
Yeah.
I'm surprised every yard wasn't a jungle before podcasts. Am I right?
I learned to drive on a riding mower.
Did you really?
Yeah. Woo! So I learned how to drive. Do anybody share that experience? Yeah.
Seems pretty common.
It's a real thing.
Wow, this is a Southern thing for sure. I did not know this. This is bizarre to me.
It's bizarre that it's legal to drive a machine that's got blades flying around the bottom of it.
Yeah.
But you have to
get a
license.
I was 9 years old.
Wow. Mm-hmm. On a riding mower at 9.
And then the next year, my grandma was like, you can do that well. Let me teach you how to drive an actual car in case I got to go to the hospital.
Oh, wow. My God. Yeah. Was she okay?
I was raised by my great-grandma.
Okay.
Yeah, so she was an older woman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, she was like, in case I ever fall. That's all that old women are scared of, is if they fall. Like, not actual health issues. Like, what's making you fall? She's like, in case I fall, you can take me to the hospital, drive my Cadillac.
I'm scared of that now.
I do have falls.
Our live show in Chicago, you fucking wiped out.
We finished the show, and I was walking off stage and, like, waving to people, and there was, like, the floor had a, like a small lip where there were risers, and I didn't see the lip, and I tripped over it and like face planted, and my laptop went flying.
It was right after the show, and the entire audience was like, "Oh!" It was the biggest reaction we got during the show. You went down hard.
People like would like added me or DM'd me after the show, like, "Hey man, I saw that. Like, are you all right?" And then I didn't reply, which I probably should. Like, I just left them hanging. Didn't give them any closure.
They're still worried about you.
Yeah. I think I'm in a coma. No, I had, like, a huge bruise on my leg that lasted, like, almost 2 weeks. And it was one of those things where, like, oh, I'm getting old, and in a few years, that will be a thing where, like, I will break my hip or tear my ACL or something, and I'll just be shut down for, like, a year.
Jesus Christ.
Well, it's inevitable, too.
Yeah. Right, everyone's thinking about their mortality. Good job, Nick.
I fall and I hit my head. I hit my head on the plane twice, and I was like, "Oh man, these are gonna add up."
I've said this to you before, but you're an unfun Mr. Bean. You get a turkey stuck on your head, but everyone's like, "Oh no, is he okay?"
Yeah, right.
Let's get the turkey off his head.
It just bums everyone out.
Nick's gonna get CTE from hitting his head on the plane.
Did you play football? Nope.
Nope.
Oh boy, Mitch. Mother's Day's coming up. You got sweaters, candles, the dreaded bathrobe. Mm. Unfortunately, Mother's Day gifts can be a little predictable and boring. That's why an Aura frame is the perfect gift to mix things up this year. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter, Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
Dreaded bathrobe covering mom up. Ugh.
Get that sweater off of you. Too many layers.
Wags, that's right. You know what? I'm guilty. I've given my mom too many of these boring gifts.
Yes.
Some sweaters, some candles, some dreaded bathrobes.
I've accidentally given my mom the same gift twice.
Wow.
It's really embarrassing. Or you end up getting like, oh, I guess I'll give you a gift card. I don't, you know, like it doesn't feel like there's any love behind that.
Well, guess what, Wags? I've also gifted my mom an Aura frame. That's right.
Wow.
This is the truth. Aura frames are Wi-Fi connected and come with unlimited storage so you can share as many photos as you want from your phone to mom's frame.
Not only will she be grateful it's not another sweater, she'll also love that an Aura frame means she gets to see more of you.
That's right. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code Doughboys at checkout to save. And you know what, Wags? My mom liked her Aura frame so much. This is true. She got my sister one, and now my sister's got one in her dining room.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Terms and conditions apply. Send photos you want from your phone to mom's frame. In fact, Mitch, I'm going to send your mom a photo right now.
The hell?
Enjoy, Mrs. Mitchell.
I love you, Mommy.
I love you, Mommy.
You're talking to your mom, right?
Yeah. Hey, Mitch. I feel like during the summer, pretty much everything I'm doing outdoors is making me thirsty.
Yeah, I'll tell you what the issue is. That blasted sun.
Curse the sun.
Curse the sun.
Giver of life, but also
giver of heat.
Giver of a dehydrator-in-chief, I'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Summer requires extraordinary hydration because of the sun. You know
that's like
built for
moon?
Everyday dehydrating moments. Yes.
The moon is cool.
Moon's real cool. When the moon is out, there's never a doubt. The moon is cool.
And when the sun's up high, you can't deny it's gonna be hot. Hot. Hot, 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 hot. Hot, 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 hot. Anyways, I think that we've expressed that the sun gets you hot in the summertime.
It sure does, and the moon keeps you cool. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America.
Wags, that's right. And you know what? It's so easy to just tear open a packet of Liquid IV, pour it into a cup, mix it up with some ice-cold water, and drink it down. My favorite flavor, strawberry.
It's a hydration multiplier.
That's right.
Gets you even more hydrated, and it's easier to stay hydrated while traveling. And you know what, Mitch? We like the taste.
I love the taste. And you know what? I love that I'm getting all those electrolytes and I'm not getting filled up with sugars.
Yeah. I love the smell too, and it helps you out, not just while traveling, but after a big night out. You know what I mean.
Come on.
The moon is cool.
Cool.
The moon is cool. Cool. Tear. Pour. Live more. One stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone.
And Wise, it's got 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, 8 vitamins and nutrients, non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, and now sugar-free. We got white peach.
Wow.
Green grape.
Wow. Raspberry melon. And lemon lime.
That's right, Wags. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code DOUGHBOYS at checkout.
That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code DOUGHBOYS at liquidiv.com.
I love Liquid IV. You know why?
Why?
Because it's cool. Cool.
And the sun is hot. Mitch, listeners, did you know learning actually makes a sound? It's true. Listen to this. That's the sound of you learning a new language with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking new language in as little as 3 weeks. And Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations.
Wow. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Mitch, you know what I love about Babbel is the courses are convenient. They help me learn real-life conversation skills in my chosen language, Spanish. Makes it easier to order food, ask for directions, speak to people here in Los Angeles without having to consult language apps while you're on the go.
Well, Wag, studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
And you don't want to go anywhere near a college campus these days with all those protests.
No thanks.
Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Wags, and all those protesters out there, here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com/Doughboys.
Get up to 60% off at Babbel.com/Doughboys, spelled Babbel.com/Doughboys. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Waffle House, Let me say this. As far as connecting to my childhood, my first ever visit at the lovely location, one of the several locations in Huntsville, the corner of 4 Mile Post Road and Carl T. Jones Drive. Man, those are some great Southern street names. Mm-hmm. It just reconnected with me how much I love, like, breakfast. Because that was, again, as a kid, like biscuits and gravy. And I'm getting the Southern California version, so of course I'm sure everyone here would turn up their noses at it. But that was, like, one of my favorites, and, like, it would be, like, a treat.
You guys,
for
you
me.
Could have booed him if you wanted to.
I conceded that it's probably an inferior interpretation.
You were right.
But that was like a favorite of mine, and that was like, oh shit, I can get this, and so I love going today overall. Without spoiling where I'm going to go with my review, Mitch, what did you think of this this Waffle House visit in general, in the abstract?
In the abstract,
yeah.
The idea of an actual Waffle House is exciting to me.
Right.
With faucets you turn on and syrup comes out. And the soap is melted butter, say. So in the abstract, that's what I think of Waffle House. I had been to Waffle House once before when I went to the Super Bowl down in Florida with my dad way back in the day.
Okay.
And so I had experienced it once, and I remembered the...
How many Super Bowls have you been to?
I go every year, you asshole. I've been to three Super Bowls.
You've been to three Super Bowls.
That's right.
Insane.
Tom Brady's been to like 9 of them. Who cares?
Boo.
Who do you guys root? Are you Titans
Boo.
Fans? Are you guys? Hey, I love the Titans.
Wait.
Roll Tide? There we go.
There you go.
Oh, no.
Ooh, still some
booze. Any who that? Who that? There we go. Who that?
We're Eagle.
I couldn't bring myself to say it.
I love pandering, so keep them coming. the thing that I remember about Waffle House, I was like, whoa, they can do all this stuff to hash browns.
Right.
That's incredible. I never knew that.
Let's talk about that real quick, because here are the preparations that they offer on the menu. And I don't know if there's some sort of secret menu here, but this is what they say you can get. Smothered, covered, chunked, diced, peppered, capped, topped, and country. A lot of different variations there. Mm-hmm. And they each are like, you know, capped is mushrooms, peppered is hot peppers, country is gravy. You can kind of piece together what they are from the description. But those adjectives are fun.
You're saying you can figure it out, or you can't?
You can a little bit.
Yeah.
You think
country just means gravy automatically?
It does mean gravy, but... Yes, some of these make sense only in hindsight. Like the only knowing smothered means grilled onions, I believe. Knowing smothered means grilled onions. Like then in hindsight, you can be like, oh yeah, that kind of makes sense. Knowing covered means cheese. Knowing chunked means ham, I believe. Mm-hmm. Or no, wait, does chunk mean something? What does chunk mean? Ham. Chunked is ham. Wait, what the fuck is diced?
Tomatoes,
okay. They all make sense in hindsight. You kind of have to know.
You got all of them wrong.
I got a few right. I love the variation. I love that you can customize it to a varying degrees. What's your guys' I mean, maybe we should get into this when we get to our review. But do you guys have a go-to with the way you get your hash browns? And is that how you got it today?
They actually got mine wrong today.
Oh wow!
I go smothered and covered,
okay.
And they chunked it. It was ham in my hash browns, and I had never eaten that. But after I took a couple bites, I was like, all right. Yeah. That'll do.
Alan?
Smothered and covered generally, but today I tried a different, I added diced and peppered. But I think, now that I think about it, I'm just recalling, I don't think they smothered it.
Oh, shit. You they're fucking still up left and right.
I did not notice that at all when I got it, because there's so much food in front of you when you
right.
You have seven different plates of food. It's not like I'll notice that one little detail.
I got mine smothered and peppered. We all got hash browns. I got mine smothered and peppered. And I also spiced it up. Hold on, I'm trying to find the shot of the hot sauce that I took, because they have a great name for their hot sauce. I should have written it in my notes. Senora Jackie's Casa de Waffle. That's a delight. That's their picante sauce, which is medium.
Senora Jackie was so nice too. She's very
she works there. She's very pleasant. I love the. You just get like diced or not diced. You get like like sliced jalapenos in it, and you get a lot of them. Like they're not fucking around. Like you're really, really getting a lot of spice in there, and it's great that they offer that, because I think there's. Outside of that, there's maybe an absence of... There's not a ton of spicy stuff on the menu. Mitch, what did you think of your hash browns?
I loved them. I got smothered, covered, diced, and cubed. Whoa. I think it was tucked, sucked. Those are hidden menu items. I loved them. I was a little hesitant about chunked.
Because that's what you got.
I got chunked.
Hey, there's no cubed.
Oh, it's not cubed. Oh, okay. So I did get cubed wrong. Chunked. I got chunked instead of cubed. And chunked was good. I enjoyed it. It wasn't overwhelming.
It sounds. It does sound gross as an adjective.
Cubed or
no chunked?
Oh, chunked. I keep forgetting. It's chunked. Yeah, chunked does sound bad.
It sounds gross.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like...
It sounds like a euphemism for... It's like very foul.
I just fucking chunked, man.
Yeah.
It does. It sounds like that.
It sounds foul.
But it was delicious.
I mean, right.
Not if you're talking about dicing up ham.
Well, yeah, and the exact...
I just chunked. I was dicing up that ham, that good ham, in the kitchen.
That's fair, Alan. In the exact context that it means on the menu, it does not sound gross.
If it's in context...
In that context, you're right. That's very fair.
I'm glad I made that point and I stepped in to make that point.
I love the hash browns. They're awesome.
They have like a great, like, you know, they have that great crispness to them. Wait, does scattered just, that just is because they are scattered?
Scattered, I think they put it on the floor. You have to eat it like a dog, I believe, yes.
It's weird. Because I asked for that and they like made me eat it off a plate like a man. I like they have a crisp texture to them, and they're like mm-hmm. they're like super buttery, like they have a lot of flavor. Yeah, they're really well made browns. Backing up, I got myself a cup of coffee and a water. I just take my coffee black, strong diner coffee, good coffee. What did you guys think of that cup of Joe?
I thought it was a great cup of Joe. I had one. My stomach is hurting. Everyone suggests I drink a cup of coffee. It did nothing. So now I'm scared. It's like, let's put some gasoline, like when you're like, let's add, like the grill isn't working, let's put some gas in there. And it's like, it's still not working. And you're still, like that is, feels like what's going on right now. I shouldn't talk about this too much.
I think everyone understands what you're trying to convey. Yes. It's pretty clear.
It's a bad situation.
Yeah.
You might have said on a wine cork or something.
I did not sit on a wine cork. You think there's a wine cork plugging me up?
I mean, I don't know what else it is at this point. You had a lot of
after,
coffee.
We went to a Waffle House that's directly next door to a CVS. And Alan was like, come on, like, we'll figure this out for you. I was like, no, please don't do this. And we went to the pharmacy and he was like, hey, excuse me, like, do you have anything for constipation? And the lady was like, constipation? And he was like, yeah, anything for constipation? She's like, we have this. He's like, you have anything that will work quick? And she's like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, it's for my friend. And I was just standing there being like, hi. Next to him. And then she's like, we have suppositories. And Alan was like, ooh, those work good. And I was like, what are you talking about? I'm not putting a suppository anywhere.
Yeah. That's what Yusong, we were going to see if Yusong could help out.
We're not making Yusong put a suppository in me.
It's actually...
Hell yeah, dude.
The image of that caught me late.
I'm just trying to help.
Alan, did you like your coffee?
Oh yeah, I like my coffee. Took a big old shit after.
All right, you're Jesus rubbing it in Christ. My face now.
And then I just put in a suppository anyway. I'm feeling good.
You were so enthused. Loose. You were so enthused about suppositories.
I mean, it's real. It's a real human problem. The pharmacist was nonplussed with us. It's like, what are you...
Suppositories aren't that normal, are they? Pac-Man goes forward. He doesn't go backwards.
What?
That makes sense.
You're comparing... What is Pac-Man in this scenario?
Are the ghosts the suppositories, or?
Did you guys watch Futurama?
Yeah.
Remember the episode where the professor kept trying to get them to take suppositories?
Oh, yeah.
As if he wasn't taking their suppositories. Yeah, stop asking.
You song, let's put that episode up on the big screen and watch it. It's good. Carl, you got yourself a sweet tea.
Yeah, I don't like coffee.
Sweet tea at the Waffle House.
Sweet tea was good.
Yeah,
I don't like coffee. If I'm tired, I drink a Coca-Cola. Wow. Thank you, sir.
Some support.
Thank you.
Solidarity out there.
That's what I've been waiting on. Somebody who gets it. No.
The guy who clapped is wearing a shirt that says Nick Weiger hates fries. By the way.
Jesus. Wow.
I love it.
It's not true. I love fries.
Jesus.
I got hash browns today because that's what you get with breakfast.
That's not
fries.
Nice try.
Nick, to be fair, they're fry adjacent.
Last night we went to Drake's and Nick Weiger. Nice. And Nick had a couple of Mitch's fries and winced.
Hold on.
I got to say this about Drake's.
Yeah.
Great bathrooms. Drake's was fun. That was a fun bar.
We had a blast there. Sort of an indoor-outdoor entertaining area.
Uh-huh.
A lot of fun.
The last half hour was us going, should we get another drink while Mitch tries to take a poop?
And then all of a sudden, suppositories were slipped under my stall from Alan.
No other food podcast will dedicate 20 minutes to discussing a host's inability to shit. That's what the Doughboys bring to the table.
They're related.
We got the... I think this might be a first in the podcast. We all got the same thing, which I think is maybe the thing to get, at least for me as a neophyte.
Yeah.
It's an incredible value, the All-Star Special.
Wow.
A lot of support for the All-Star Special.
A standing ovation.
So
everyone is on their feet.
Can't see it. Everyone's on their feet.
This is wild.
They're all breaking their chairs apart.
My question about that All-Star Breakfast, how has Waffle House ever made any money?
It's kind of crazy.
It's insane.
It's crazy the amount they offer for that price. Let's run down exactly what you get, and then we'll take them item by item. You get one waffle, two eggs, any way you like. Grits, toast or biscuit, and then your breakfast meat choice, bacon, sausage, city ham, or country ham if you want to spend an extra dollar. City ham is wet-cured, country ham is dry-cured as a general rule, so that's kind of the distinction there.
I was kind of hoping it was like a city pig.
Like a pig who grew up in like an urban area?
Yeah.
Like a pig who has an apartment and a job?
That's what I was hoping.
House. It's babe too.
Right, that's the distinction. City ham is babe two, babe pig in the city. Country ham is babe one. Let me start with that waffle. And Carl, you originally joined us for a Roscoe's Chicken and Waffle episode, which is an institution out in L.A. They do great waffles there. The waffle at the Waffle House, how do you feel about that bad boy?
That is the only waffle that I think compares to Roscoe's as waffle.
Wow.
But also, I like Waffle House's waffle more.
Wow.
Than Roscoe. See, the thing is, when I moved from Mississippi to L.A., I needed something that could substitute Waffle House.
Right.
And Roscoe's came the closest.
Right.
It does not compare. Waffle House is, I would say Waffle House is my favorite restaurant in the country.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, but I have some thoughts. No, I'm just playing. This is not over yet. No, but yeah, the waffle was good. I like a soft waffle. I like a thin waffle. I don't need a thick, crispy waffle.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely more in this sort of, with a style of waffle making as opposed to like that hoity-toity Belgian waffle, which is just a little too much for me.
A deep dish waffle.
The deep dish waffle, that Chicago style waffle.
What the hell is all this? What's going on here? What's wrong with a nice thick Belgian waffle?
Those are fine, but I like the, prefer
shit,
the thin waffle.
I'm on the wrong side.
The texture, like the soft texture, works really well. It's got a great flavor to it. You get a Waffle House whip spread, which is their own branded butter adjacent substance, and some syrup. You get to throw on there. I thought it was like perfect. Like, what else could I want? This Waffle House delivers on having a delightful waffle. I thought it was great. Mitch, Alan, your thoughts?
Oh, you love them, so go ahead.
What?
Well, not that I don't love them, the waffles.
Oh, yeah. No,
were you
waffles.
Paying attention to the show?
What? Where am I? I love the waffle. I love that it came first. It's the butter, like you said, it's whipped. I think that makes it melt faster. It
melts, easy to spread.
It melts very fast in the grits, too. But just back to the waffle. You know, you get that sweet, sweet syrup. You know, I'm a bit of a sweet seeker. Thank you. So it was nice to get that waffle out of the way first. And then enjoy the rest of the meal, which I ate 100 and 10% of.
Is this common how they do things at Waffle House? They like give you the items as they're ready, or do they normally just like give you a full breakfast?
This was the first time that happened.
Okay.
And yeah. I wasn't overly pleased. One right. of my thoughts, when they gave us the waffles, I purposely, well, first of all, I wanted y'all to have y'all's first.
Which was very nice.
It was very nice.
But then I was like, I'm trying to make this closer to when my actual food comes because I want to mix everything together like a damn hog.
That was a good strategy too. Like, yeah, to wait so that you could combine everything.
Yeah.
I think that's what every component that you get on your plate, you know, they don't really season stuff, so you can tailor it to your seasoning preferences.
Right.
And then also everything, if the flavor is just right, so that you can combine a little bite of sausage or what have you with a bite of a waffle and maybe an egg on the same bite.
Mm-hmm.
And it all works together very well.
Yes, King. Yes,
does that make
King.
Sense?
Yes, King.
You had a, Carl, you had a grit hack, which we'll get to in a second when we get to the grits, which really
I want
to
say I was raised on Belgian waffles.
Yes, okay.
My dad made me Belgian waffles. He's passed away now. You feel good?
Wow.
And I see this thin little Waffle House waffle coming out. I'm like, there's no way. There's no way this is going to be good.
Wow.
And then they serve it first, which I actually like because I always like have a sweet dessert thing. I mean, sorry, sweet breakfast thing as almost like a dessert.
Right.
And they bring it out and I taste it. And I was blown. It's good as hell. It's soft.
It's really good.
I wish my dad was here now so I could tell him, you were wrong.
Yeah.
You were wrong, Dad.
Fuck him.
No.
What?
Oh, shit. He made thick Belgian waffles. They were very good too. But for how thin they are, they still remain fluffy. It's mm-hmm. it's and then you just get the different bites. And I told Alan this while I was eating. I was like, as a boy, I always thought the syrup was such an important component of the waffle.
And I was like, okay.
And I was like, but that whipped butter is so good. It's almost more important than
it
the
works really
syrup.
Well, yeah,
it's so good.
I don't know about all that.
Oh wow.
I'm not a big fan of Europe. So, Belgian waffles they can go to hell. I don't.
And the country, too.
Hmm?
And the country, too.
Yeah, the country can go to hell. With gasoline draws on.
So, the eggs. I got my eggs scrambled. They were good. They were well made like diner eggs. It's you know definitely a step up from what I'd get at like a Denny's, which I guess is in the comparable price range. What did you guys all think of your eggs? We can go down the line, Carl.
The eggs was fluffy. I added American cheese on them. That's what I do. They were good. They cooked to perfection. You know, not burnt, not right. runny.
Yeah. Definitely not burnt or runny. The consistency was good, Mitch.
Well, I have a lot to say about the eggs.
Wow.
Well, there's a reason why. Do you want me to get into it right now?
Please.
I copied Carl. I said, I'll get some cheese in those eggs.
Yes.
And then I also got grits. And I'm a Massachusetts boy. I'm sorry. I don't know what the fuck grits are. It's confusing to me, this weird white paste on the
right.
table.
Why would you, the host of a food podcast, know what grits are?
I'm scared by it. Yeah. And these guys said to me, both of you said, you put butter in there, you put salt and pepper on there. I said, all right. I was like, yeah, not bad. It still kind of tastes like nothing. And then they were like, well, you got to put some of those eggs in there and eat the grits with the eggs.
That was.
I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to put my eggs in there.
Yeah, and you said that in the restaurant. Everyone's heads turned.
Yeah.
I said, what's that guy upset about?
You don't use that language in here, sir.
I ate cheesy eggs with my grits, and I am a convert.
Yeah.
It was so good. I swear to God. I loved it. I loved it. It was so, it feels like it doubled your amount of eggs. Like, it was like a hack where it's like filler or something,
right.
where I was like, I have a mound of eggs now that I didn't have before.
That was the aforementioned hack I was mentioning. And yeah, the eggs and the grits really plussed up the grits. I thought the grits were nice. Alan, your eggs and grits thoughts.
I enjoyed just the regular eggs because, again, I always put the eggs. I rarely just have an egg alone. It's usually put a little egg on my fork, and I stab a little piece of my, maybe some grits.
You are molasses boy.
So they're a component of a larger, it's like a Voltron or something. Every bite. You know, so yeah, no, they were great.
And then you get your choice of toast or biscuit. I went with that biscuit and gravy, a childhood favorite. This is Yusong's observation that I am stealing. A lot of times when you get a biscuit and gravy, a subpar biscuit will be covered up by gravy. Like a dry biscuit will be, the moisture of the gravy will compensate for the dryness of the biscuit. Here, the biscuit I thought was fluffy and moist. There was moistness throughout, and I thought that worked really well. A very satisfying biscuit and gravy. I loved it. I mean, the amount of starch in this meal is insane. The fact that you get a waffle and grits and toaster biscuit is out of control. We added hash browns. We had four different starch sources. It's crazy.
Is this a normal breakfast?
Oh, yeah.
The hell?
This breakfast is like if you spend the night at somebody's house.
Right.
And you wake up and it's like, well, I guess I'll just whip something together. I'll see what I have in the fridge, and it's usually this many courses.
That's insane. Yeah. Is the life expectancy like 41 down here?
We all fell asleep the moment we got home.
That's not a lie. Every single one of us, except for Nip, who can't nap.
Yeah.
All of us fell asleep. Yusong, you fell asleep too. Everyone was passed out from this breakfast.
They were so afraid. They thought they lost Yusong after we all woke up. Like, where is Yusong?
We were genuinely afraid that Yusong got kidnapped or something.
We were like, is Yusong missing? And then we took no action. We just sat on the couch and watched Storage Wars for like 40 minutes.
I looked for a missing persons report online, but I realized we would be the ones that have to file that.
That's true. Would have to come from us. Your guys' thoughts on the Carl? We'll start with you on your toast or biscuit option. How was that bread?
I got toast. I didn't eat it.
I
waited it to the end.
Yeah.
I just didn't get to it.
I gotcha.
I'm a thick boy, but I fill up quick.
Gotcha. So,
I've noticed that this trip. Well, Nick and I have no control. We eat everything in front of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's honestly what makes me so mad at God. Because I don't eat that much. I'm actually a slow eater, and I usually don't finish my food. And yet, I cannot stop ballooning. And I understand that we're in Alabama right now, but in Hollywood, that's not a good thing. It affects my career.
Yeah.
Even as a writer.
That's like one less, you know, chair in the, yeah, in the room.
They make me get an extra seat belt in the writer's room.
Mitch, you also got the biscuit and gravy. What did you think of that?
I loved it. It was great. I'm usually a toast guy, but it was just insane. This meal was insane. There was so much
really
food.
It really is. It's wild.
I was already felt so sick. I was sweating because I felt sick. And I was just filled with food. And then I added more food on top of it. I'm probably going to pass away tonight. Good riddance. Goodbye, everyone.
Mitch, you can't die.
There's no better place to die than Huntsville. Fucking lay me up against a tree. I'll be happy as hell.
That's the city slogan, I think.
try to hold out for a while.
The biscuit and gravy was great.
Yeah.
And also, I had some sausage. So I saved some of that sausage and was eating the sausage with the biscuit and gravy. And you gave me a waffle piece to eat with my sausage, which was very nice.
Oh yeah, I wanted you to have the experience of having a waffle and the sausage together, almost as if a Voltron. If you were taking a
right,
it's as if you were taking a bite of a Voltron.
And then my meat choice, I went with the city ham, which I thought was solid. I thought it was good. It's mm-hmm. grilled up a little bit, nice and greasy. It's fun. What did you guys think of your breakfast meats?
I got the sausage. I ate it with my waffle. It was delicious.
I like the sauce a lot, and it was recommended by our waitress.
You get like a little, it's like a little patty. It's like a small disc as opposed to the link.
Yeah, but it packs a punch, Nick. It's not just a little, it's, they're hearty for little guys. They're good.
Right.
Yeah. It's a nice salty bite. It's a little chunky chew.
Go on.
It's a juicy munch. Did I say salty bite?
Yeah, you said salty.
That was the first one, I believe.
Juicy munch was the other one.
Okay. Yeah. It's brown. It's brown and round.
I think we've chronicled our meal in great detail. Let's get to our final ranking of Waffle House based on this experience and for those of us to whom it applies, our previous experiences. So, Alan McLeod, we'll start over on the end with you. You know how this works. You'll sort of talk us through your Waffle House experience and then give us a rating from 0 to 5 forks. Go ahead.
Okay, so I had the All-Star breakfast, as we all discussed, and I, like I said, I didn't mind. It was unusual that the waffle came first, but and nothing else for a little while. But I was fine with that because I got my sausages fairly close to that time. And let's see, it was delicious. It was great. You know, it was. I got to mix all my stuff. It was fun to talk about different flavor combinations. And make all my little Voltron bites. And like I said, I ate everything up. I think that you also have to, you know, I have a nostalgic attachment to Waffle House. It's just ubiquitous in the South. I have, it's a very good value for what you get.
A molasses boy, we have never had to enforce this, but I feel like I should give you a heads up. On your review, you have a 4-hour time limit.
Okay. Can I get a little extra time?
Sure, and, we'll give you four hours and 5 minutes.
Great. Okay, great. Did I say I got the All-Star breakfast? So the Voltron, yes. And everything was good. It's surprisingly, it always surprises me how filling it is when, you know, you see, because it's like, it's not like it covers the plate like a mountain of food. It's just kind of spread out. So then you're shocked when you like feel full. But so anyway, I would say, let me see if I left anything out here. You have the freedom to season it to your taste, you know. And freedom is so important these days. And I would give Waffle House 3 forks. Plus.
Whoa.
Plus. All right, I'm not done with my fucking shit over here, man. Don't turn on me. Plus 4 dollops of molasses.
Oh, Jesus.
We don't know the exchange rate for dollops of molasses to forks.
It is 4, 1 dollop is equal to 1 prong of a fork.
We still don't know how to do the math.
And no, I think I got it.
Typically, each fork is 4 prongs.
Four prongs, yeah.
So I guess that's 4 forks.
Four forks. Wow, great score. Carl Tart.
Y'all turned on me for a second. I won't forget.
Carl Tart, I think we know what direction your review is headed, but please give us your...
Can I ask a quick question? Is that normal speed to you people down here? Did Nick, Carl, and I sound like the Micro Machine guy? Are we talking fast? Yes, we are. Wow.
You didn't notice everybody's got earpieces in translates everything y'all have been saying.
That guy in the booth from the Hertz Rent-A-Car is translating for everybody on the fly. Carl, your review, your score.
I hold Waffle House very near and dear to my heart. It comes, it hits close to home every time I have it. from Mississippi. I've eaten it after storms. I've eaten it on regular nights, on Friday nights after football games when we're too young to do stuff. You go to the Waffle House, everybody's there. It feels a great amount of nostalgia comes with the Waffle House. Today's meal was no exception. The waffle came early. I won't hold that against them. The folks that was in there was very nice. By the way, as soon as we pulled up, Nick went out to take pictures of the building and stuff like that. And the women who were working were like, what the hell is going on? They're like standing outside the window. One woman had a phone. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to call the police on Nick for taking the pictures.
They were like, you guys are not from here. That's what they said immediately.
Yeah. I enjoyed my meal immensely. I was at a Waffle House in Atlanta, and I watched a dude quit his job in a very big fashion. Wow. The manager was being a dick to him. Like, he was taking orders, and you know how they yell to the cook. So the guy's cooking the food, and the manager's like, I need smothered and covered. And he's like, and he said, I said I need smothered and covered. This is a guy who's working. I don't even think he was a manager. I think he was just, like, at the register, so he felt a sense of power. And he was at the register. I said I need smothered and covered. He said, I heard you. He said, you ain't going to be talking to me like that in front of the customers. He said, fuck you, man. I ain't got to talk to you like shit. Fuck this shit. You ain't nothing. And he just went off on a dude. Like, man, he took his apron off and put it on the griddle. And I was like, that food about to be good as hell. And I was like, oh, I'm finna get two meals today. I already know that griddle holds a different kind of spice, like a cast iron skillet. That apron that he had on, I was like, oh my gosh, this food about to be good today. So I love Waffle House. This gets no less than 5 forks from me. Yeah.
Mike Mitchell, the Spoon Man, your review, your fork score.
Rarely am I awake for breakfast. The breakfast hour and I don't work well together. Mm. Waffle House is, it's great, Nick. There's not much more I can say about it than what I've already said. It's just a classic breakfast diner that's done so well. Here's my one complaint. The booths are fucking small.
They are tight booths.
Aren't you guys big down here? What the hell's going on? The booths are tiny.
We moved from the booth to the counter to accommodate our party, yeah.
Yes. And I thought you were about to say me. I was going to be pissed off.
No, I wasn't. I am not a...
We had to wheel Mitch over to the counter, though.
I'm mobile.
I'm 6'1", 200 pounds. I'm not a small man. Like I was a little tight in those boots too. It's
yes.
Tight.
6'1", 200. Snack alert.
I'm 6'2", about 185. Everyone knew that was a lie. That sucks. Everyone's belly laughing at me being 185. Bummer. The boots are too fucking small. Can make bigger booths. Come on, Waffle House. We've all progressed like Pokemon. We're at the next level now. We need bigger booths. We need bigger booths over there. Am I going to deduct points for it? No. 5 forks.
Wow.
That's real, too. I'm not trying. I know that I try to just like make everyone
Demander,
like me.
Yeah.
Was that? Yeah, Pander.
Pander, yeah.
Thank you for reminding me. I'm an idiot. I'm not pandering. It's a 5-fork restaurant. It's good as hell.
There was a, or we did a chain in Vancouver, Japa Dog, and you told
yes,
me back.
Yes, I lied.
You lied because you were scared of the crowd and you said it was a 4-fork restaurant. And then backstage you were like, it's really 2 forks.
But Japa Dog was bad. I was afraid. They were a mean crowd. These people are nice.
I feel like you believe it, and I will also give my disclaimer that this is not pandering. I can't, like, this was like a breakfast fiend. This was like a where is Waffle House been all my life? I can't imagine how many, I can't think about all of the breakfasts I wasted at, like, Denny's and Caro's. What was I doing? This was great. This would have been my favorite restaurant as a kid. I hope some open out on the West Coast sometime, although maybe part of its charm is that it is so entrenched chiefly in the South and the Heartland. All-Star Special, call it the Dream Team, because every component works. I'm just going to say... I hope there are some spare drops of molasses around, because our special guest Molasses Boy is the only one keeping this out of the Platinum Play Club as it stands. Five forks for Waffle House.
Wow.
They didn't smother. They did not smother.
Wow, he's sticking to his guns. This is a heel smother. Turn.
He there is the no villain. We were right. Send him. Let's get him. Let's send him. Let's take a rocket and send him to space.
Yes. Please do. I would love it.
Well, it's in...
No one criticizes my speed in space.
It's in the Golden Plate Club, which is quite an honor. Maybe someday I'll get in that Platinum Plate Club. Congratulations to Waffle House. Folks, that was our review of Waffle House. It's time for our segment. We've got a food stuff. We're going to decide if you should put it in your mouth. It's snack or whack. Take it away, Alan McLeod.
Oh, and I'm glad I eat Cheetos. The way I eat Funyuns. The way I eat combos. Our lives are better mixed with Chex. I couldn't eat them plain, but I would never miss a snack.
The pipes on Molasses Boy.
That's quite very nice.
We've got a couple items we're going to taste test real quick because we're running tight on time. Then we're going to take some questions from you guys. We've got this Golden Flake. These are some chips that Alan said were local. Looks like they're from Birmingham. These are the Sweet Heat Barbecue ones.
Wow.
I recommended these to the boys because this is snacks that I grew up with. I'm personally a big fan of the dill pickle Golden Flake.
We thought about getting dill pickle, but we saw a connection here with, you know, Alan, as he admitted, something of a sweet seeker. I, of course, have said I am something of a heat seeker. So, some real brand synergy here. These are great. They have a little bit of an afterburn and a nice, like, sweet barbecue flavor. What do you guys think? I go snack. Again, not pandering.
I forgot to say I got an orange juice at Waffle House.
How was the orange juice?
It was good.
So still five forks?
Yes.
Okay.
And a water and a coffee. These are snacks. These are good.
Really good.
These are really good. I like a little barbecue and like a spicy barbecue is great.
Hot barbecue works well.
Hot barbecue, yeah.
You get that on a wing. Carl, what do you think?
You've had the Flamin' Hot Lay's, right?
Yes, I have.
Imagine if they added a drop of barbecue. I think these are like what that would be.
Yeah. Because the only sensation you're getting from those Flamin' Hot Lay's is like heat.
Is heat, yeah.
Yeah.
But that little touch of barbecue makes them really tasty.
It's delightful.
Snack for me.
Alan, molasses sometimes used in barbecue sauces. Oh, what do you think of this, this sweet heat?
I think it's a nice balance of heat and sweet. I especially like that it's a soft crunch and not like a really hard crunch. Do with that what you will. So definitely a snack.
Wow,
snacks down the line, it sounds like. And then we've got the Carl, you said snack, right?
Yeah, snack.
Okay, great. And then we've also got correct me on the pronunciation, is it Grapico or Grapico? Grapico. So we got some Grapico. This is a sparkling grape soda, a southern thing for 100 years, it says, which is nice. I'm going to have a little sip of this. That's like a melted otter pop. It's really, really grapey and sweet. I like the carbonation. I think that really works. What do you guys think of this, this bev?
I think this would be great on a nice hot summer day.
Yeah.
It seems very refreshing. I mean, this is a drink as well.
It's a drink.
Yeah, it's a drink. This is delicious.
Right.
But it also adds to the fact that you guys eat like shit down here.
Carl, what do you think of this this soda?
I've never had Grey Picot before.
They don't have it in Mississippi as much.
No, we don't have this one. We drink Knee High and Faygo.
Okay.
Faygo, it could be seen,
like a Juggalo?
Like a Juggalo,
wow.
Yeah. They took that from us. I think we took it from Detroit. It's like a Midwest thing. But I like it. It's kind of hard for me to dislike a grape soda.
Right.
But not what you're thinking. I just like soda. Thank you. Good night.
Alan, is this a favorite of yours? Did you have this when you were a kid?
I definitely had it when I was a kid. It's conjuring all sorts of memories right now. But you know, it's good. It's got it's a good flavor. I think it's improved even since I was a kid. It makes me, you know, almost feel like I'm in the vineyards of Napa. You know, it's good. I've drank half of my I've drank half of the Grey Picot. It's definitely a skank.
Yeah, for sure.
No, drank.
Drank. Yes, I mean, stress. Drank.
35 grams of sugar. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Can't imagine consuming this regularly.
I'm pretty sure that their toothpaste has 35 grams of sugar on it out here.
That was Snacker Wax / Dranker Stank.
This guy who was laughing before is now mad at me. You can kick my ass after the show if you'd like.
It's part of the VIP experience. By the way, the VIP meet and greet will be up here on stage after the show. It'll be about 5 minutes to let everyone get settled, and then you guys can line up over there. But just like a restaurant, we've
got your feedback. Also, wait, my mom's friend Kathy. Is that you there? Hi, Kathy. Come down here and say hello afterwards. That's my mom's friend. She's
great.
Wow. She rules. Oh, man. I feel bad that she's here.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're going to tell my mom, but...
Yeah. I hope you'll report back.
Your son is wasting his life in Los Angeles.
She just, like, tells your mom, like, the molasses ban was lifted. And your mom's like, what the fuck? What are you talking about? Just like a restaurant, value your feedback. Let's open to the feedback. Okay, so we have time for three audience questions real quick. Yusong over there, our producer, is going to roam around with a microphone. So if you have a question, go ahead and ask it. And if you ask a question, we'll give you a Grey Picot.
Hi, I'm Drake.
Hi.
My question is, what is your fast food dessert triforce?
Wow, fast food dessert triforce. Boy,
also, I want to say that when you said, if you ask a question, you get a Grey Picot, and someone in the audience went, oh, shit. Everyone's hands are shooting up.
He, like, comes up with a clearly, like, fake question. Like, do you think pretzels are real? Like, what? Fast food dessert triforce. That's tough, because
wow.
I think you have to put a Wendy's Frosty in there.
Yes.
Beyond that, I mean, this is almost...
Is it going to be all ice cream-based? I mean, there's going to be ones that aren't ice cream-based.
This is almost a cliche, but I was going to say, like, the McDonald's apple pie, I feel like just fits a craving. Some people might say McFlurry. Some people might say that chocolate sundae. I think it's whatever you had as a kid and scratches that nostalgia itch. But that third slot is tough. Do you guys have anything come to mind? Any fast food desserts that you fancy?
Wendy's, not Wendy's, Burger King Dutch apple pie is always
good.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I haven't had that in a long time, but that was very, very good.
And as I said before, I'm not a fan of the Europeans, but they, the continent, but...
the people.
But when I found out that Dutch apple pie is actually an American institution, I screamed, and it's good.
Estonia is all right. Alan, any thoughts on the on fast food desserts? Whoa, jeez. I mean, an accurate heckle.
I mean... I just like, you know, like a McDonald's chocolate shake or something, or like a Frappuccino or something like that.
Popeyes has a Mardi Gras cheesecake that is delicious.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Great pick.
You know what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great pick.
What did you say?
Try a Bowberry biscuit while you're down here. Whoa.
Can you translate that, please?
This is the most aggressive.
Try one of
Drake
our
tonight.
Local desserts. It's quite delicious. Bowberry biscuit.
Oh, Bowberry biscuit. Cool. All right.
Thank you for the recommendation.
Bowberry is a berry that only grows in Huntsville.
All right, Yusong, have you found our next questioner?
We didn't answer his question, but we did.
We came close. We threw up a bunch of options.
All right, two notes, one question. Shit, let me just go to the question.
Carl is walking a grape ago.
Hey, Carl, I need you. One note, you guys between 2014, 2017 came to Tig's wedding, and you didn't go to a place called Ward's. Ward's is just the shit.
Oh, shit. Carl's...
Mr.
Ward's breakfast is the shit.
Thank you, Carl.
Yeah.
That was in Mississippi, so yeah. That's a Mississippi thing we're missing. Okay.
Yeah, how did you know we went to Tig's wedding?
I was an early adopter after you guys were on Dan Harmon's podcast.
Oh, okay.
I started listening.
Do you know someone texted me on Mitch.pizza, you're in the bathroom right now, aren't you? And I was. Who was it?
It was that guy.
I was in the bathroom. You freak. How did you know? What's your deal? I want him removed.
So I'm going to say you're doing a disservice to your fans in the South that when you travel down here for leisure, you don't go to our local chains.
We're dying. We ate so much food.
We do have to minimize our chain restaurant consumption outside of the podcast because we're doing it. We do it twice a week, and it's a lot. But
that's a good
that
answer.
We also have our indulgences. But please get to your question.
That was my question. How do you?
Right.
Nick answered my question.
All right, great. One more question.
I guess it's me.
Yes.
Hi.
How you doing?
In episode 116, I believe.
Nerd.
Carl Tart. Carl Tart talked about the beautiful Roscoe chicken waffles, breakfast and dinner.
Yes, sir, I did.
So what is your favorite breakfast and dinner combination now?
Favorite breakfast and dinner right now?
Combination.
Oh, it has to be chicken and waffles. I like breakfast more than I like anything. So I eat a bowl of Fruity Pebbles for dinner. Which is what I think they use in the Mardi Gras cheesecake at Popeyes. But yeah, I would say when I found that fried chicken and waffles was a combination, because that's an LA thing. I loved it. I enjoyed it the most. Thanks so much.
Hold on a second. The last question was for one guy on the panel?
He knocked it out of the park.
You know, Roscoe's nephew, Freddie, has a chicken and waffle stand on the Big Island of Hawaii.
Is that true? Is this another
just
your
a little
web
factoid.
Of lies? This is another lie? Is this another
no
fib?
Lie. This is true. There's not been one lie.
That's me. True.
That's true.
There wasn't one lie?
Yeah, not one lie tonight.
The molasses flood is a real thing that happened?
The molasses flood of 1919... In Boston, you freaking freak.
That's real?
Yeah.
Bostonians were overcome by molasses?
Your ancestors were almost wiped out.
From a molasses flood?
Your mom's friend is shaking her head in disbelief.
I'm sorry.
Guys, thanks so much for coming out. That's it for this episode. Give it up for Carl Tart, Molasses Boy Alan McLeod. Our producer, Yusong Lu. Until next time, for the Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell, I'm Nick Weiger. Happy eating. Good night.
See ya.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.